Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3.
It happens every day. Maybe it's happening right now to you. Unrealistic expectations and broken promises destroying a dream of love and trust. Thankfully, God is the healer of shattered relationships and violated trust. When someone you love is hurting, 1. Give it time. Healing is a process, not an event. Wounds of the heart heal slowly. Maybe you're thinking, but I've apologized over and over. How long will it take them to let it go and start trusting me again? It takes as long as it takes. Demanding the other person heal on your schedule only delays the process. But if they really forgave me, they wouldn't keep bringing it up. Not so. When your loved one can bring it up without you getting upset, healing will happen faster. 2. Don't expect things to be normal for now. They won't be, and that's normal. Ever notice how you automatically protect an injured limb against knocks and bumps? It's a natural, instinctive reaction. The fact is, the one who caused you the pain may be ready for business as usual, but normal feels way too vulnerable for you right now. By lowering your expectations and giving them space, you'll hasten and promote the healing process. 3. Remember, people heal at different rates. God said, there is a time to weep, a time to laugh, and a time to embrace, and a time to refrain. Be sensitive. Let God teach you patience and growth as you give your loved ones time to heal.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.